coming in with a 19-11 record on the season. Tops in the Florida State League West. The Tampa Tarpons at the bottom getting their 10th win of the season last night, becoming the last team in the Florida State League to do so. They send Alan Facundo to the mound against the Clearwater Threshers, who have lost 2 of 3 to start this series. A comeback victory for Tampa last night. 4 runs in the 7th inning for the Tarpons, but some great offense all around from Clearwater. They scored a run in all but 4 innings of last night's game. Unfortunately, the 9th inning included in that. The Threshers tonight send a lineup of Trent Farquhar as the leadoff man to the plate. He'll be batting first against Alan Facundo, who has a 2.76 ERA with an 0-1 record. Trent Farquhar, the leadoff man, will play it short as he steps up to the batter's box. The base coaches for this week, John Ryan Murphy, J.R. Murphy as he's known by everyone, and Michael Jones at first and third, the player development instructor J.R. Murphy and bench coach in Michael Jones. Trent Farquhar leads things off for the Threshers. Aiden Miller to follow him up coming out of the two spot. Then Luis Caicuto hits third, and Keaton Anthony will hit cleanup for the Threshers. And Farquhar gets knocked in the helmet on the first pitch of the game. But he shakes that off well, waving off the head athletic trainer Sam Myers from the dugout. And a difficult start to the ball game with a hit-by-pitch in the helmet. Of course, Marty Malloy and Sam Myers both coming out to make sure Farquhar's are okay, but he was already at first base by the end of it. Now Aiden Miller up to the bat for the Threshers. Farquhar on first, 5 steals and 5 attempts on the season for him. Miller coming off of a career night last night, takes a fastball outside to make it 1-0. 4 hits and 4 RBIs, tied and set a career high for Miller. We'll give you the rest of the Threshers lineup after the 1-0 pitch. And that's a fastball that misses outside. It's 2-0. After Miller is Luis Caicuto. Keaton Anthony is the cleanup hitter for the Threshers, with Devin Saltabon batting fifth, Pierce Bennett hitting sixth, Bryson Ware the seventh hitter, Raylan Heredia hitting eighth, and Avery Owusu-Asidu the 9th hitter for the Threshers, as Miller takes a curveball outside to bring the count to 3-0. Tampa has won 2 of the first 3 games this week. The Threshers looking to change that here. 3-0 the pitch, fastball right down Main Street, and it's a 3-1 count to Miller at DH tonight. And that's not something you see every day. He is very commonly in the infield for the Threshers. Usually does not take a day off in the field as the DH, as he takes a breaking ball on the outside edge for a called strike two. So it's a 2-1 count to Miller. Or sorry, a 3-2 count to Miller, with Farquhar ready to run on third base. Now the payoff. Breaking ball outside corner, called strike three, and that is the first out of the ball game. Miller down looking, and now Luis Caicuto will step up to the plate for the Threshers as we take a look at the Tarpons defense. Kobe Morales moves back to first base, Hans Montero at second, Roderick Arias at short, and Dylan Hasso at third, with Edinson Duran getting the pitch low and in from Alan Facundo. A fastball missing inside to Luis Caicuto for ball number one. The outfield for the Tampa Tarpons, from left to right, Jackson Castillo in left field, Willie Montero in center, and Dowry Arias out in right field. Now the 1-0. Taken the other way, base hit into right field for Caicuto. Farquhar sprints around second base, but he holds up as is picked up quickly by Dowry Arias in right field. So now 2 on and 1 out. Threshers with the first hit of the ball game, courtesy of Luis Caicuto. And now Keaton Anthony, the cleanup man for Clearwater, coming up to the plate. Anthony hitting 286 on the season with 10 RBIs. That is third on the Threshers roster behind Miller and Katowski. Anthony, one of the team leaders in on-base percentage, at 444, sitting just behind Trent Farquhar for the team lead as he swings and misses in an inside fastball to bring the count to 0-1. Farquhar, who's on second base, will get a jump in his OBP, but he leads the team with a 476 on-base percentage. And Anthony right behind him there. Look at second for Facundo. 0-1 curveball on the outside edge for a called strike two to Keaton Anthony. A former Iowa Hawkeye is Anthony. 22 years old, signed as an undrafted free agent after finishing 2023 as a third-team All-American and first-team All-Big Ten two-way player for Iowa. Swing and a miss, and Facundo gets the curveball by Anthony for his second strikeout of the frame. Two gone, and Devin Saltaban up to the plate for the Clearwater Threshers. Saltaban, 19 years old, drafted as an outfielder, but has played the majority of his professional career as an infielder. He played his 11 games in the draft league in the outfield, mostly in the corners, and the Phillies selected him as an infielder in the third round. He dumps this one foul to first base. Morales dives, and he comes up with a baseball. Unbelievable play, a leaping catch by Kobe Morales in foul territory to end the first inning. And what a grab to finish things off. The Threshers get the first hit of the ball game, but we'll have to wait and see who gets the first run. One hit, no errors, two left aboard, and the Threshers and Tampa still without a run as the Tarpons head up in the bottom of the first next.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Braden Tucker back on the hill for the Threshers. He began the season as a reliever, went a couple of long innings for Clearwater. Now he's making his third start for the Clearwater Threshers, fourth overall of his short career. First pitch, fastball missing outside to Jackson Castillo for a 1-0 count, back in the leadoff spot and in left field tonight for the Tarpons. Tucker, an Indiana native, began his college career as a Hoosier, and then transferred to Lipscomb for his graduate season out in Tennessee. Breaking ball missing low to Castillo to bring the count even at 1-1. He was signed by the Phillies as an undrafted free agent in July of last year. Brings a five-pitch mix to the table. 1-1. There's a fastball upstairs, and it's 2-1. That four-seamer is one of Tucker's primary pitches. Sinker, slider, changeup, and a gyro slider. Just a bit more movement on that second slider for Tucker. 2-1, there's the slider. It's fouled away by Castillo, and the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. This is the 7th appearance of the year for the 24-year-old Tucker. 1-0 his record, 3.97 ERA in 22 and two-thirds innings pitch. So Castillo takes a quick timeout. Now the lefty back in against the right-handed hitting Braden Tucker. Now the 2-2. Tapped on the ground, foul. No, it stays fair, and it hops over the head of Keaton Anthony, rolling into right field. Picked up in right by Heredia. He'll set an end to the cutoff man, Saltaban, at second base. And that is a leadoff double for the Tarpons. Took a late hop on Keaton Anthony. And and a double for Jackson Castillo starts the ball game for the Tampa Tarpons. And now Roderick Arias hitting second with a man on second as we take a look at the Tarpons lineup. Jackson Castillo's on second with a leadoff double. Roderick Arias at the plate. And Dylan Hasso on deck for the Tarpons. Arias sends the breaking ball foul. It's 0-1. Willie Montero hitting cleanup in center field. Hans Montero, no relation, is the second baseman. Kobe Morales is hitting behind Montero as the sixth hitter. And Manuel Palencia, the DH, will bat seventh. Edinson Duran is the catcher hitting eighth. And Dowry Arias, no relation to the current batter Roderick Arias, is hitting ninth, the right fielder for the Tarpons. Curveball just missing outside, and it's a 1-1 count to Roderick Arias. So the Monteros are hitting back-to-back in the order for Tampa, but Dowry and Roderick Arias hitting at 2-9 with Roderick up at the plate in a 1-1 count. Now the pitch. Hard line drive, base hit into right field. Sprinting towards the corner is Heredia. Rounding third now is Castillo as a throw comes in, and it goes to second base for an RBI single. Roderick Arias with the RBI. And the first run of the game belongs to the Tarpons. Two hits to start off the first inning. That'll bring up Dylan Hasso, the leader in RBIs for these Tampa Tarpons. Four homers, 21 RBIs on the season for the reigning Florida State League Player of the Week. He had three of those four home runs for the Tarpons in their road trip last week. Now Tucker deals. First pitch, a slider on the outside corner. It's an 0-1 count to Hasso. He's played at first and third so far this series. He starts today's game at third base. Now the 0-1 count to Hasso with Roderick Arias. Good speed over at first. He shuffles around. Pickoff attempt just late as Arias dives in head first ahead of the tag applied by Anthony. The defense for the Threshers is as follows. Keaton Anthony at first base. Devin Saltabon at second. Trent Farquhar at third. And Trent Farquhar at short. Bryson Ware at third. And now Kai Kuto doesn't catch the foul ball from Braden Tucker. And it's an 0-2 count from the Threshers' battery. In the outfield for Clearwater, Pierce Bennett in left field, Avery Owusu-Asiedu in center, and Raylan Heredia out in right field. Nothing into the count now to Hasso from Peral Chihuahua over in Mexico, 6'3", 196. Runner goes in on the ground, just past the glove of the shortstop, and a hit and run gets into center field for a base hit. Farquhar was close to making a great play over at shortstop, but that is three hits to start off the first inning for the Tampa Tarpons. And not the start the Threshers were looking for after losing in a late game fashion to the Tarpons last night. Three hits start off the inning. One run is already across, and their runners on the corners with no one out and Willie Montero at the plate for the Tarpons. 241 is his on-base percentage, 13 RBIs, and a 184 batting average for Willie Montero. Also from the Dominican Republic, from La Romana. This one hit in the air, deep out to left field. Back goes Bennett on the track. He jumps up and makes the grab, but it'll be enough to send the runner home as Roderick Arias tags and scores on the sacrifice fly to make it 2-0 Tarpons. So the first down in the first inning is a productive one for Tampa, as they are starting off hot once again. Bats have been quite active for the Tarpons in the early goings of games this series for the Threshers, scoring runs in the first inning in every game except for game two of the Tuesday doubleheader. Now Hans Montero at the plate after Willie Montero, sacrifice fly. One out and a man on first is Dylan Hasso as the slider from Tucker misses outside to make it 1-0. We'll be keeping an eye on the Lakeland and Daytona contest, which just got started, as Lakeland is half a game above the Threshers in first place of the Florida State League West Division. 1-0 to Montero, breaking ball on the outside corner, and the count evens at 1-1. Two starts this season. This is the third start in a row for Braden Tucker. He has pitched 11 innings as a starter this season and allowed 7 runs on 13 hits with 12 strikeouts and has yet to walk a batter as the starting pitcher. 1-2, the count to Hans Montero as the fastball hits the outside corner. And he's limited walks quite well this season, 5 walks and 25 strikeouts and now 23 innings of work after getting the first out today. Pickoff attempt. And it stays 1-2. Hasso remains on first base. 2-0 the lead for the Tarpons here in the bottom of the first inning. And the Threshers have shown on many occasions their ability to come back from a deficit. 1-2 the count now as that one fouled away by Hans Montero. Hans looking for his first RBI on the season. 227 batting average and on-base percentage of .320. For the right-handed infielder out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Slider narrowly misses outside, and the count evens at 2-2 to the Tarpon second baseman. It's Hasso on first base after his single. Hasso, 1 stolen base in 1 attempt this season and throughout his now 2-year career. Montero lifts this one in the air out to right field. It's Heredia towards the foul line, makes the catch on the outfield dirt for the second out of the first inning. 2 away for Tampa now. Kobe Morales stepping up to the plate. And he had a fantastic play. He had a fantastic play in the field back in the first inning that ended the frame when Devin Saltabon hit a foul line drive. Morales made a leaping catch coming off of first base to make the grab and end the inning with 2 runners on for the Threshers. First pitch to Morales, bounced up the middle, right back into the glove of Braden Tucker, and an easy flip to first base from a knee gets Morales out at first base. So the first inning, each half ended on great defensive plays. The Tarpons ended the first with 2 runs scored, coming on 3 hits, no errors, and 1 man left aboard. 2-0 Tampa as we head to inning number 2.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Pierce Bennett leading off the second inning. He's led off a couple of games this season for the Threshers, but he hit 6 for Clearwater today, starting off the 1-0 count against Alan Facundo, as Bennett comes into the contest with the Threshers trailing 2-0. Pierce Bennett, 20th round pick out of Wake Forest in last year's draft, finished a 9-game on base streak in the second game of a doubleheader against Tampa, and now faces a 1-1 count with a fastball in the outside corner. He's hitting .238 on the season, 8 RBIs without a home run and 3 steals in 4 attempts, as the slider from Facundo misses well outside, and it's a 2-1 count to Bennett. He has primarily played in left field for the Threshers, but he's capable of playing all around the outfield and even at second base, where he played on occasion over at Wake Forest. 2-1, curveball on the outside corner, and the count evens up at 2-2. Bennett made his career debut against the Complex League Yankees last season as he takes a fastball upstairs to fill up the count at 3-2. Bennett played 8 games in the Complex League last year, had 5 RBIs, walked 6 times with just 3 strikeouts. Payoff pitch, hit on the ground, off the glove of the pitcher Facundo. He sprints toward shorts to get it. Tough throw to first, and it gets past the first baseman, but bounces right back, and Pierce Bennett is safe on first with the Threshers' second hit of the day. So a leadoff single. As that ball ricochets off the glove of Alan Facundo, it will not be called an error as Bennett reaches first for the first time this series. Now Bryson Ware will come up to the plate representing the tying run, a guy who hit a home run here against Tampa when the Threshers came here in mid-August last season. First pitch to Ware, breaking ball on the outside corner for a called strike one. The umpires tonight, Zach Hovick behind home plate. Larry Pettis is the bases umpire for tonight's umpiring crew, same crew that we have had all week. Now the 0-1, Ware swing and a miss on the breaking ball, and it's 0-2. Ware, eighth rounder out of Auburn, 0-3 with a walk in game one against Tampa in the first game of Tuesday's doubleheader. Hitting 195 this season with a homer and 8 RBIs. Bennett with a short lead off of first. Now the 0-2 to Ware is a curveball called strike 3 on the outside corner. And a quick first out as Ware down looking on 3 pitches. Third strikeout of the afternoon for Alan Facundo. So one gone, and now the honor of tying run transfers to Raylan Heredia, who hit a sacrifice fly last night but ended a 4-game hit streak as he takes the first pitch on the outside corner, fastball, to make it an 0-1 count. 250 hitter on the year. He has hits in 4 of 5 games since returning from the injured list at the beginning of May. Now the 0-1, off goes Bennett. Curve in for a strike. The throw to second in time, as the tag slapped on by the second baseman Montero. Bennett is caught for the second time this season, and it's an 0-2 count to Raylan Heredia with 2 outs here in the second inning. Heredia, 20 years old, 250 hitter on the season with a homer and 2 RBIs, one of them coming on the sac fly in yesterday's loss. Now Heredia waits the 0-2, fastball upstairs, it's a 1-2 count. So Edinson Duran getting the caught stealing over at second base and taking a potential run off the board and a second out. A big defensive play for the Tarpons. 1-2, curveball missing outside, and the count evens at 2-2. Heredia finished the season with the Threshers last year, 18 games in the regular season, 5 games in the playoffs for Clearwater. Hit 279 with 8 RBIs in the regular season. He drills the 2-2 deep out to center field. It goes over the head of Willie Montero. Heredia sprinting around first. He'll stop at second with a 2-out double. And Raylan Heredia is continuing his hot restart to the season. He played through the first 2 series with the Threshers as their primary right fielder. And he has now hits in 5 of his last 6 games since coming off the injured list in the month of May. Really good start to the season's second month for Raylan Heredia. And now the tying run is back up with Avery Owusu-Asiedu. Same was the case with 2 outs in the 9th inning last night. And unfortunately, Owusu-Asiedu did not deliver. Wisconsin native with a homer and 7 ribbies on the season. He takes a fastball just upstairs for ball 1 and a 1-0 count. Owusu-Asiedu has lived in 3 different countries over the course of his 20 years of life. Born in England, moved to Saskatoon until he was about 6 when he played his high school ball over in Waukesha, Wisconsin, until he committed with Southern Illinois University of Edwardsville. Now it's a 2-0 count to Owusu-Asiedu. He lived about 40 minutes away from George Clausen. Well, their high schools were about 40 minutes away from each other as the fastball misses outside to make it 2-1. Only played each other once or twice in high school. Didn't really know each other well until they were on the same flight coming out to Clearwater after they were both drafted in last year's draft, just three rounds apart. Curveball missing outside to Wusu Isidu, and it's a 3-1 count to last year's ninth round pick. Clausen picked in the sixth round of the same draft. Three balls, one strike, the count to Wusu Isidu. Runner on second, and the 3-1 misses low for ball number four. First walk of the day to Alan Facundo, and now two great base runners aboard for the Threshers, and Trent Farquhar representing the go-ahead run with his first career home run a little over a week ago. Came last Sunday of April against the Bradenton Marauders, as now Edinson Duran out to have a chat with Alan Facundo. So Farquhar is at the dish. Avery Owusu-Isidu on first representing the tying run, and Raylan Heredia is on second base for the Threshers with Farquhar, who was hit by a pitch in the first inning, coming up to the plate. He had a 13-game on-base streak snap at the end of April, and he has reached in now all six of the games he has played in the month of May. Five for his last 15 with eight walks, and that hit by a pitch back in the first inning. He holds up the swing, breaking ball low for ball number one to Farquhar. Speedy shortstop coming out of Michigan State by the way of Bowling Green State University. Now the 1-0 to Farquhar, bouncing breaking ball, and it's 2-0. Two good runners on base. A double steal certainly possible, but with two outs and a runner caught stealing already, it's going to be hard to imagine that a double steal will be tried this early in the game. But certainly an opportunity with Heredia and Owusu-Isidu on second and first. Now it's a 3-0 count to Farquhar. One ball away from loading the bases up for Aiden Miller. And Farquhar, leadoff hitter, only lefty in the lineup today for the Threshers against the left-handed throwing Alan Facundo, who sends a fastball in there for a called strike one. 10 games in the complex last year, 6 games for Clearwater. He reached base in all 6 of them and reached in 9 of 10 games in the FCL in 2023. 3-1 pitch, fastball on the inside corner for a called strike two. Now the count runs full, and a double steal of sorts will be attempted. Heredia is on second, Owusu-Isidu on first, two on, two outs in a 2-0 lead for the Tarpons in the second inning. Breaking ball missing outside, and it's ball four as the runners go and stay put. Farquhar now with his ninth walk of the month to load up the bases. Now Aiden Miller coming up to the plate, and Preston Claiborne is going to talk strategy with Alan Facundo. So we will talk Phillies farm system as we go through the scores around the Phillies farm. One final so far, that came in the Complex League, where the FCL Yankees took down the FCL Phillies by a 10-3 margin. The Syracuse Mets leading Lehigh Valley 2-0 over in Allentown, bottom of the first inning, and Jordan Luplow up at the plate for the Iron Pigs with one out in the bottom of the first inning. Jersey Shore down early. Estevenson Jimenez on the hill for the Threshers. Wilmington Blue Rocks leading the Blue Claws 1-0. And through one inning of work, Hartford and Reading are tied up without a run scored. The Fighting Phils earning a win on a walk-off walk last night. Now it's Aiden Miller up with the bases loaded. Farquhar on first. The tying run, Avery Owusu-Isidu on second, and Raylan Heredia on third. Miller strikes one foul down the right field line. It's an 0-1 count. Miller had a career day yesterday, his first four RBI game of his career, and he had four hits for the second time this season for the Threshers. He's reached base in each of the last 8 games. 12 for 32. Fastball missing way outside, and it's 1-1 now to Miller. Got his average up to 342 last night. Three homers and 13 RBIs. Both of those are ahead of the rest of the Threshers squad. So a 1-1 count to Miller now, and he gets hit in the left knee, and that can't be comfortable. Even if it comes with his 14th RBI, getting a breaking ball to the knee does not feel good, as Miller will head to first. Heredia scores. Now the tying run moves 90 feet away from home plate with two outs here in the second inning. So hit by pitch to Miller. The training staff remaining in the dugout. Katie Carnaghi, the assistant of Samantha Myers, the top-tier training squad for the Clearwater Threshers. And now the bases remain loaded as Miller shaking off that hit by pitch with Luis Caicuto at the plate, a single already. So Miller replacing Farquhar on first, who is the go-ahead run. Farquhar now on second base. The tying run of Owusu Asiedu over at third in a 2-1 game with the Tarpons ahead. Two outs and the bases jacked for Luis Caicuto, who swings and bounces the first pitch just fair, hitting right next to the third base bag, and an unassisted fielder's choice from Dylan Hasso tags the third base bag to end the second inning. But the Threshers get a run on a bases loaded hit by pitch, pull within one run on two hits with no errors and three men left aboard. Bottom of the second is coming up next. Two on the lead for the Tarpons on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Every Thursday night at Baycare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baycare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Baycare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Watch me now! Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Braden Tucker starts off the bottom of the second inning with ball number one to Manuel Palencia, catcher earlier in the week, and now is the DH tonight facing a 1-0 count. Bottom of the second inning as the fastball misses in from Tucker. 2-0 the count to Palencia now. 2-1 the lead for the Tarpons after a bases loaded hit by pitch. 2-0. This one hit in the air out to center field. Short run to his left for Owusu Asiedu, who makes the catch for an easy out number one to start off the second inning for the Threshers. Now Edinson Duran coming up to the plate, tonight's catcher for the Tarpons. One of three that they have on the roster. And Duran signed out of San Juan de los Morros in Venezuela in 2021 as an undrafted free agent. The shortest on the team, 5'6". And 180 pounds is Duran as he takes the first pitch curve for a called strike one. 0-1 the count to Duran, making his first appearance of the season, or of the series, excuse me. He's hitting 167 with an on-base percentage of .302. Slider, swing and a miss, a nasty gyro there from Braden Tucker, and the count is 0-2. That gyro slider with a bit extra sweeping action going left to right. 0-2, another slider. Did he go? Yes, he did, and it's strike three. Braden Tucker not wasting any time. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, he says to Edinson Duran for his first strikeout of the game. That'll bring up Dowry Arias, one of two Ariases in the lineup, both from the Dominican Republic. Dowry from Puerto Plata, left-handed hitter, 5'11", 172 pounds, the outfielder for the Tarpons. First pitch to Arias, struck foul down the left field line and out of play off the seats as Arias start things off with an 0-1 count. Arias played in game one in right field as he sends a high chopper over to second base. Saltabon makes the play on the run. He sends the throw in time to Anthony for a 1-2-3 second inning. So the Threshers send the Tarpons down in order, bring the bats back up to the plate in the third inning. Still, the Threshers trail 2-1 to the third we go.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag. Plus,
first pitch of the third just catches the outside edge. An 0-1 count to Keaton Anthony, who went down on strikes back in the first. 2-1 the lead for the Tarpons, each team with three hits and no errors through the first two innings. Now it's a 1-1 count to Anthony as the fastball misses upstairs to the former Iowa Hawkeye. And Anthony awaits the 1-1. Takes it the other way. Base hit into right field for Keaton Anthony. A low line drive, but it does the trick and puts the tying run aboard. Another leadoff hit to start off the frame for the Clearwater Threshers. Bennett was caught stealing after his leadoff knock in the second. Anthony, 1-for-1 in stolen base attempts so far this season. Actually, 2-for-2, I should say. So Anthony aboard to start the third. Now Evan Saltabon representing the go-ahead run. Two homers to his name this season as he takes a curveball off the plate for a 1-0 count. First pitch he saw, he fouled off, but Kobe Morales made an incredible catch over at first base to rob him of the rest of his first inning at bat. 1-0, and it's a pickoff move that Anthony makes back without trouble. Morales made the catch off the base, so Keaton got back in standing up. So a 1-0 count to Devin Saltabon now. Two homers, seven ribbies on the season with one in each of the first two games of the doubleheader on Tuesday. So two ribbies for him on the series as the curveball slots in for called strike one. 19 years old is Saltabon. Played in left and center field in 11 draft league games, played at shortstop in 5 complex league games, and mostly at second this season. He puts a charge into this one, hit in the air out to right center. Willie Montero moves over to make the catch for the first out on a well-hit ball by Devin Saltabon. So one gone, and Pierce Bennett up at the dish for the Threshers. He had a single off of the glove of Alan Facundo on a full count to lead off the second inning. So the Threshers with leadoff knocks in each of the last two frames. And Bennett trying to make this one count with Anthony on first. Fastball in the dirt, and it's smothered by Duran to make it a 1-0 count to Pierce Bennett. Bennett, 22 years old, picked in the 20th round out of Wake Forest last year as the fastball drops below the strike zone to bring the count to 2-0. 0-for-3 in game 2 of the doubleheader. He's 1-for-4 this series after a 1-for-11 week in Lakeland. 2-0. Hit on the ground, high chopper to third. Hasso has it, sends to second for one. Montero over to first, and it's a double play, and that will end the inning. So the Tarpons go around the horn for the twin killing. Leadoff hit erased, but the Threshers with 4 hits over the first 3 innings, they trail by 1 heading into the bottom third.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit Canine Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in...
1-0 count to Jackson Castillo, now turns to 2-0 as back-to-back heaters from Braden Tucker start off the bottom of the third, missing the plate against Castillo. We had a leadoff double to start off the ball game for the Tarpons. Came around to score the first of 2 runs in Tampa's first inning. 1-1, breaking ball missing outside, and it's a 2-1 count. Or sorry, 3-0. I was right the first time. 2 on the score. Tarpons lead. 3-0 the pitch. Fastball right down the pipe, and it's 3-1. Jackson Castillo got his average back up to 200 with a leadoff double. On base percentage, though, of .355. One of the reasons Jim Cooper put him in the leadoff spot. Fastball missing upstairs. That's ball 4 and leadoff walk to start the third for the Tarpons. Both times Jackson Castillo has led off an inning, he has reached base. Now Roderick Urias will step up to the plate after knocking in Castillo with a single over to right field back in the first inning. Jackson has some speed over at first base, and the lefty Urias swings and misses at a breaking ball from Tucker to make it an 0-1 count. 0-1 is the count to Roderick Arias. Man on first with no one out. 2-1 lead for the Tarpons here in the bottom third. Tucker deals. Fastball missing upstairs, and the count evens at 1-1. Four hits for the Threshers, three hits for the Tarpons. But one of those hit an extra run for Tampa coming on a sacrifice fly back in the first inning. 1-1 out to Arias as Castillo dances around on first. The pitch bounces behind the glove of Castillo, rolls back to the wall as Castillo advances to second on the wild pitch. And it's a 2-1 count to Roderick Arias. So now the double play is off the board for the Threshers. And it's a 2-1 count as Braden Tucker back on the hill. So a familiar spot for Roderick, who hit with Castillo on second base back in the first inning. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball got by the bat of Arias, and it is 2-2. Roderick, 206 hitter on the season, got his 12th RBI of the year back in the first inning and has an on-base percentage of .356. So Tucker sets up in the stretch, shaded towards the first base side of the rubber. Now he deals the 2-2. This one hit in the air out to right field. Heredia is there. Castillo back to second, but not enough time to tag as he'll remain on the Keystone sack after out number one. That'll bring up Dylan Hasso, RBI leader in the Florida State League. Singled on a two-strike count in the first inning, and he is a notch under 300 on the season. 397, his OBP as well. One out and a man on second for the Tarpons. That's where Tucker looks, and he deals. Castillo heading to third. Throw coming in time. Ware gets the tag applied, and Jackson Castillo is taken out at third base on the first pitch strike. Beautiful throw by Luis Caicuto, and Bryson Ware finishing the job for the second out in the third inning. So now the bases are empty. And an 0-1 count to Hasso with two gone in the third inning. The Threshers get a little bit of momentum after a great defensive play by Caicuto, but Hasso is plunked by a breaking ball, gets him on the waist. And just like that, there's a man on board again. Hasso will take a walk over to first. And there are two away for Willie Montero, who drove in a run with a sacrifice fly on the only pitch he saw in the first inning. So one batter on each side. Sorry, two batters for the Threshers. One batter for the Tarpons has been hit by a pitch. And now Willie Montero up at the plate, taking a slider outside for ball number one. 2-1 the lead for the Tarpons. Hasso, with one steal to his record this season, takes a short lead off of first. 1-0 to Willie Montero. The pitch, high bouncer up the middle to Saltabon, and he runs into second base in his retrieval attempt to the baseball, makes the tag for an unassisted fielder's choice. So a walk and hit by pitch are the only ways the Tarpons get a base runner. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left aboard. We're through three innings full here at Steinbrenner Field. Threshers lead the Tarpons by a Tarpons lead the Threshers by a 2-1 margin.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Top of the fourth inning here in Tampa. Threshers trailing by one, but Bryson Ware can certainly be a one-man score changer as he has started off with what I thought was a hit-by-pitch, but that must have hit the dirt before it got to Ware, and it's a 1-0 count. One strikeout on the day for Bryson Ware, but he is a big-time power hitter. Three homers last season for the Threshers and one already this year, 1-0. Breaking ball just catching the corner on the outside edge, and the count even to 1-1. In August of last year, Ware hit his first career home run at this very park. A rope to dead center in the ninth inning against Tampa as Ware fouls off a breaking ball to bring the count down to 1-2. This season, he has 8 RBIs and 1 home run, with that one homer coming at Bay Care Ballpark, a go-ahead home run against the Marauders during the Threshers' last home series. Now the 1-2 to Ware. Inside, and that evens up the count at 2-2, avoiding a fastball by Alan Facundo. 3 innings so far for Facundo. 4 hits, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts, as he has his Tarpons ahead by 1 with a 2-1 score. 2-2 the pitch, curveball misses up and away, and it's a 3-2 count to the Threshers' third baseman. Played shortstop, among other positions, in college, mostly third base in the pros, but this year he has played 4 different positions for the Threshers. Payoff pitch, curveball hit up the middle. Great play by Facundo, taking a tough hop and pinning the ball against his leg to make the play. A running toss to first for out number 1. So another great defensive play here tonight as Raylan Heredia steps up to the plate for the Threshers with a double and a run back in the second inning. Aiden Miller gets the RBI that brought Heredia in, who was on third base when Miller was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. That's how the Threshers got their run in the second, and Miller and Heredia takes us down the right field line. Base hit, that's going to skip off the track and head to the corner. Heredia heading to second base, where he slows up his run and gets his second stand-up double on the first pitch of the fourth inning. So Raylan Heredia seems to be all the way back from injury with his third extra base hit over the last week. He had a home run on Sunday, and now 2 doubles to start off the fourth inning. Heredia with his third multi-hit game of the season. That'll bring up Avery Owusu-Isiudu, who represents the go-ahead run. His first home run was on the road in Dunedin, and a single would likely score Heredia from second. Ground ball down the right field line. Base hit, and that's going to score a run. Heredia rounding third and coming home easily. And Avery Owusu-Isiudu clutches up with a double down the left field line. And this game is tied at 2. Doubles on back-to-back pitches for the Threshers to square things up with 1 out here in the fourth inning. 8th RBI of the season for Avery Owusu-Isiudu. And now Trent Farquhar will come up to the plate to try and bring him in. Farquhar has a couple of doubles on the year so far, but he has reached base by a walk and a hit by pitch in his 2 prior at-bats. Now with the go-ahead run, Owusu-Isiudu on second base. Farquhar takes the first pitch, a slider to the outside of the strike zone to make it 1-0. So 2-2 the score now. Threshers doubling up on hits against Tampa. They have 6 to the Tarpons 3. 1-0, one run already across in the fourth inning with 1 out, and Owusu-Isiudu a stealing threat on second. Farquhar grounds this to short. Avery Owusu-Isiudu slides safely at third, but the throw pulls Morales off the back. An error on Roderick Arias, and that could be costly, putting the speedy Farquhar on base and setting up runners on the corners for Aiden Miller with 1 out in the fourth inning. Farquhar has technically reached base 3 times, but the 6 will make him 0-1. Owusu-Isiudu the tying run, 90 feet from home plate, and Aiden Miller coming up to the plate for the Threshers. An RBI on a hit-by-pitch already, certainly hoping to not get plunked again by Facundo. He's 0-1 with a strikeout, And Miller takes the pitch low. It bounces off the plate. Farquhar advances to second on the wild pitch to negate the possibility of an inning-ending double play. The sacrifice is certainly on, and a sacrifice could put Farquhar on third with his speed as Miller now faces a 1-0 count. Right-handed action in the Tarpons bullpen with Facundo struggling here in the fourth. Now the 1-0 to Miller. Hard ground ball, base hit into left field. Farquhar is going to head to third, and Owusu Isiedu who will score. And the Threshers put two runs on in the fourth inning when Miller puts them ahead with a 3-2 lead in his second RBI of the game. Back-to-back multi-RBI affairs for Aiden Miller, bringing his season total up to 15. Six ribbies in his now nine-game on-base streak, and Miller a stealing threat on first with a runner on third and still just one out. Luis Caicuto coming up to the plate, grounded into an inning-ending fielder's choice. The base is juiced in the second, but he singled in the first inning. Runners on the corners with one out and a 1-0 count to Caicuto as the curveball flutters outside the strike zone. And Miller, eight steals in nine attempts. He's taking a short lead off of first. Now the 1-0. Miller goes to second. Cut on and missed by Caicuto, and the throw goes to third base with Farquhar listing slightly off the bag. And the count goes to 0-2 as Miller ties Owusu Isiedu for the team lead in steals with his ninth swipe of the season. So an 0-2 count to Caicuto, and Farquhar safe at third with Miller at second. The infield pushing in with one out against Caicuto. 0-2, cut on and missed, and that is strike three. Facundo gets him with the curveball. That is the fourth K of the day for Alan Facundo. And two outs in the fourth inning brings the infield back against Keaton Anthony. Anthony went to the opposite field for a single in the third inning, and he is 1-for-2. Guy who was close to getting his pro pitching debut for the Threshers a couple days ago. Fastball missing outside. It's a 1-0 count. Clearwater had used almost all of their pitchers against Lakeland on Sunday. And Keaton Anthony was told before the game that he would have been an emergency reliever had it been necessary against Lakeland. Curveball dropping in, and it's a 2-0 count to Anthony. Anthony did not end up pitching. The Threshers ended up losing that Sunday game 11-8. And Anthony is no stranger to the pitcher's mound, had 20 innings and made six starts for Iowa in 2023, went 2-0 with an ERA under 5. 2-0 the pitch, curve settles in for a called strike, and it's 2-1. But Anthony is not expected to be a pitcher, just going to be a first baseman full-time in his minor league career. Had a couple of corner outfield starts and substitutions through his nine games in the Complex League last year. And he played in left for a couple innings on defense for the Threshers in 2023. Now he faces the 2-1 count, 2 on, 2 out. Curveball well outside. And it's 3-1 to Anthony with a chance to load up the bases for Devin Saltabon. Anthony 1-for-2, Miller on second, Farquhar on third, Threshers leading 3-2 here in the top of the fourth inning. Facundo deals, fastball well inside, and Anthony will head to first to load up the bases. So Keaton Anthony on first, Aiden Miller aboard the Keystone sack, and Trent Farquhar is 90 feet from home plate on third. Bases loaded, two outs, as we will get a new pitcher to face Devin Saltabon, a right-hander coming from the Tarpons bullpen, as James Cooper, the Tarpons manager, coming to the mound to pull his starting pitcher. The night not completely over for Alan Facundo, but he has allowed seven hits and three runs over the course of 3 2/3 innings. A righty out of the pen for the Tarpons. We'll tell you who that is when we come back. Threshers lead 3-2. With two outs in the bottom of the fourth inning, or top of the fourth inning.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
First pitch that Saltabon sees from the new reliever, Jordy Luciano, is grounded to third base, and that, or to shortstop, flipped to second, a fielder's choice to end the fourth inning very quickly. So we'll talk more about the Tarpons pitchers when the Threshers come back up to bat in the fifth inning. For now, though, the fourth inning ends, and the Threshers take the lead. They get two runs on three hits with one error and the bases left loaded. Clearwater 3, Tarpons 2, bottom of the fourth next.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to BayCare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Braden Tucker back out on the hill in the bottom of the fourth inning. Threshers taking a 3-2 lead in the top half of the frame. And Tucker will face Hans Montero, Kobe Morales, and Manuel Palencia as he starts off Montero with a slider that misses for ball number one. One strikeout and one walk and three hits in the first three innings for Tucker. Now the 1-0 to Montero is hit on the ground to third, diving, but goes under the glove of Bryson Ware into left for a base hit. The throw comes in to second from Pierce Bennett. And Hans Montero is aboard to start the fourth for the Tarpons. Third time this game where the leadoff batter has reached for Tampa. That'll bring up Kobe Morales, the right fielder yesterday, first baseman during the doubleheader, and back to first here today, representing the go-ahead one for the Tarpons, who trail 3-2. The Threshers leading Tampa by a run, and Alan Facundo currently in line for the loss. First pitch, Morales takes it for a ball, and it's a 1-0 count on the Tucker fastball. Facundo allowed three runs on seven hits and 3 2/3 innings of work with three walks and four strikeouts. He leaves the game in line for the loss. Next pitch, breaking ball, settles over the plate for a called strike to Morales. It's 1-1. Morales grounded out back to the pitcher to end the first inning on a really nice defensive play by Braden Tucker. Now he faces an even count, the 1-1 pitch, slider on the outside edge, and it's a called strike two. Morales on the season, 266 hitter, second on the team with 19 RBIs and a home run as well for the Tarpons' first baseman. Hans Montero jumping around on first. He'll head to second, and it's popped up into center field by Morales. Wusu Asiedu has it. He'll rifle a throw to first, but Montero will get back in standing up just ahead of the throw. And that was a very close call because Hans Montero did not slide going in to the first base back. So one out on the F8 from Morales, and the hit and run unsuccessful as Manuel Palencia now coming up to the plate for the Tampa Tarpons. He flied out to Wusu Asiedu to lead off the second inning, only frame where the leadoff batter did not reach for the Tarpons. Two hits and a walk in the leadoff for Tampa as this one is drilled out to center field. Wusu Asiedu makes the run backwards and an over-shoulder catch for the second out of the fourth inning. Back-to-back flyouts to center is keeping Wusu Asiedu busy in tonight's game. He's made his mark at the plate as well with an RBI double in the fourth. So two gone for Edison Duran, who struck out on three straight pitches in the second inning. And that was just a dominant frame by Tucker. A weak fly ball, that strikeout, and a weak ground ball to second for a 1-2-3 second. And now he is looking to set down the Tarpons in almost order after giving out a leadoff hit to Hans Montero. He's on first base representing the tying run, and here's the first pitch to Edinson Duran way out in front of the slider, and it's 0-1 as a swing and a miss gets a strike one on Edinson. So short leadoff first for Montero. He certainly has the speed to steal, and he has 48 over his minor league career. He has not attempted a steal this season. Duran swings and misses, and the count's 0-2 on the catcher for the Tarpons. For the runner on first, he has had increased stolen base numbers in each of his three seasons. 15 in 2021, 16 in 2022, and 17 last year across three levels of Yankees baseball. Duran lifts this into right field. Out comes Heredia, who comes in to make the catch and end the fourth inning. Leadoff man reaches on a hit, but that's all the Tarpons get. No runs, a hit, no errors. One man left for Tampa. And we head to the fifth. Threshers leading 3-2.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Pierce Bennett leading things off in the fifth, second time as the leadoff man in an inning for Pierce. Last time he led off an inning, he singled back in the second. 3-2 lead for the Threshers, and now we can introduce Jordy Luciano, who came on through one pitch in the fourth and got the final out. Starts off Bennett with an 0-1 count. So Jordy Luciano replacing Alan Facundo, currently aligned for the loss as the Threshers maintain a 3-2 lead here in the top of the fifth inning. And a 1-1 count to Pierce Bennett from Luciano. Luciano, 22 years old, from Esperanza in the Dominican Republic, 0-2 record on the season with an ERA of 11.25. 1-1, bends away from the fastball, does Bennett, and the count is now 2-1. 12 innings of work over 7, now 8 games for Luciano. 15 earned runs, 16 total, 12 hits, 14 walks, and 19 strikeouts. 2-1 now to Bennett, one on the pitch clock as Luciano deals, breaking ball low, and it's 3-1. Opponent's hitting 255 against the right-hander Luciano, 5'10", 160 pounds. And Bennett being a pretty big guy, Luciano looks a lot smaller on the pitcher's mound. 3-1, fastball upstairs, and Bennett reaches for the second time today. Both times he has led off an inning, Bennett has reached base. And the Maryland native, who was caught stealing once today, now at first base to start the fifth inning. That'll bring up Bryson Ware, 0-2 on the day, with Bennett taking a short lead off of first. Ware smacks this one high and foul off the roof on the stands across from the first base dugout. And now it's a 0-1 count to Ware. As a fan gets a cheer for throwing the baseball to a much younger fan. 1-1 to Ware now as he ducks away from an upward breaking ball. One-one the count to Bryson Ware. Bennett with a short lead off of first. Now Luciano deals inside again. This time it's the fastball that he gets by Bennett, but it's a 2-1 count to the Threshers' third baseman in Bryson Ware. So 2-1 to Ware now. Eighth rounder out of Auburn a year ago. One of the first 2023 draftees to wear a Threshers uniform as Ware sends this foul down the right field line. Two balls and two strikes. The count now to the Threshers' third baseman. Not the only position he has played. The third base has been his primary position since joining the Threshers. He's also played second, left field, and center field throughout the season. Now the 2-2. This one hit in the air high out to center field. Charging in is Montero. He calls off the second baseman, Hans Montero, and it's Willie Montero who makes the catch. So good communication between two people with the same last name as we have the first out of the fifth inning on a fly out to center field. One gone and Raylan Heredia up to the plate. He has seen six pitches and two of them went for doubles, and Heredia has scored each time he has reached base. 3-2 the lead for the Threshers with one out in the top of the fifth. Bennett on first, and Heredia hot at the plate. First pitch to him is a breaking ball in the outside corner for a called strike one. Now Heredia, 1-for-5 in two games this series. Before today, now he's up to 3-for-7 with three runs scored and an RBI. Breaking ball bounces in front of the catcher. Bennett hesitates too long to go to second, but Duran blocked that out in front of him, and the count evens at one ball and one strike. So one ball, one strike, one out for Heredia, who has been with the Threshers since August 14th. Played 17 of his 18 games last year in right field and has played primarily in right this season. 1-1 count to Heredia, 20 years old, from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Now Luciano sets up from the stretch, center of the rubber. He deals. 1-1 slider cut on a miss, then it's 1-2. Heredia has played every single position in the outfield over the course of his pro career. was the Phillies minor league hitter of the month in June last year in the Florida Complex League. Now the 1-2. Tap foul. That's going to roll into the on-deck circle for the Threshers, and it's 1-2. Waiting in that on-deck circle is Avery Owusu-Asiedu, a walk and a ribby double for him. And we'll see if Heredia can give him another runner to drive home. 3-2 the lead for the Threshers. 1-2 the count to Heredia in the top fifth as he takes the fastball low and away. Two balls and two strikes. Heredia has kept the same number between two seasons. Not too many returners have done that. Aiden Miller changed his number. 26 is available, but Miller took number 9 this year. Jordan Viers dropped a 3 from 33 just to 3 as Heredia swings and misses on the breaking ball to bring in the second out of the inning and retire him for the first time today. So two gone, and Avery Owusu-Asiedu up to the plate.
The center fielder, Avery Owusu-Asiedu.
A double and a walk for him. Drove in his 8th run of the season. That tied the game back in the 4th inning. Now it's the top of the 5th. Threshers lead 3-2. Man on first and 2 outs. And the pitch to Usuasidu's a fastball upstairs. That makes it 1-0. Set the stolen base record for Southern Illinois University of Edwardsville with his 24 stolen bases, the most in SIUE history since they joined Division I. Now the 1-0. Breaking ball gets away from the catcher, but not far enough to move Bennett. He stays on first, and it's a 2-0 count to Owusu-Asiedu. He had 2 hits last series and 18 at-bats. Now he is 2-for-9 with a pair of walks and 2 RBIs over all 4 games this series. Did not start yesterday, but T.J. Walton was forced to leave the game early, and Owusu-Asiedu came in to replace him in center. Fastball missing inside, and it's 3-0 now to the Threshers center fielder. It's the only position he has played in the field so far for Clearwater, and he has yet to make an error out in center field in his first full season as a pro. 3-0 count to Owusu-Asiedu now, and the pitch. Straight take, and the fastball misses outside for ball number 4. So two walks have the only base runners aboard for the Threshers here in the 5th inning. And there's 2 outs, and Trent Farquhar back up for the 3rd time. He has reached all 3 plate appearances, but is 0-for-1 after reaching on an error in the 4th inning. Preston Claiborne, the pitching coach for the Tarpons, on the mound. And we'll take a look around the Florida State League with a mound visit in progress. Threshers lead it 3-2. In Daytona, the Lakeland Flying Tigers lead the Tortugas by a 1-0 margin. Top of the 6th there. It's top of the 5th here. In West Division action, the Dunedin Blue Jays are in Fort Myers, and the hosting Mighty Muscles trailing 5-0 to the Blue Jays in the bottom of the 3rd inning. One out, and Isaac Pena up the plate for Fort Myers. In the battle of RDC, the first place Jupiter Hammerheads with a 3-run lead over their roommates Palm Beach Cardinals. Top of the 6th inning over in West Palm. And the Bradenton Marauders lead the St. Lucie Mets 5-2, bottom of the 5th, over at Lecom Park in Bradenton. So now 2 on and 2 outs back here at Steinbrenner Field. Trent Farquhar hits a bouncer down the first baseline. Pitcher has it. Farquhar has to avoid him, and he runs away, but Morales gets the flip for the final out of the 5th inning. So the Threshers get 2 base runners aboard due to a walk, and they are both left stranded. We are halfway home here in Tampa. Threshers 3, Tarpons 2, here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit K9 Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids, for only $25 per child per season. kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Braden Tucker back out for the fifth inning for the Threshers. He'll face 9-1-2 for the Tarpons in the bottom half of the fifth inning. 3-2 the lead for Clearwater. Two runs on four hits and an error for Tampa. Threshers clean in the error department. Three runs on seven hits. First pitch fastball slaps the outside corner for a called strike to Dowry Urias, up for just the second time today after a ground out to second back in the second inning. Now the 0-1 to Arias. Pitch from Tucker, fouled back, and it's 0-2. Dowry Arias, 125 hitter on the season with four RBIs and a .230 on base percentage, typically hitting towards the back of the Tarpons lineup. He spent most of last year here with Tampa, some time in the complex league as well for the right fielder. Now he faces an 0-2 count after the timeout, and Tucker is set from the first base side of the rubber. Pitching from the stretch, he deals the 0-2, slider missing low, and it's a 1-2 count to Dowry Urias. One ball, two strikes the count. Tucker sets and deals. Fastball upstairs, and it's a 2-2 count. Tucker joined the Threshers last season. Towards the end of the year, didn't pitch in the postseason, but pitched a couple of games for Clearwater. Two out of the bullpen. Breaking ball, low and in, and that fills up the count 3-2 to Dowry Urias, an account that started at no balls and two strikes. So the 3-2 now to Tucker. Here's the payoff. Hit in the air out to center field on a line. Owusu-Asiedu sliding in to make the catch. And Avery Owusu-Asiedu showing why he is a mainstay in center field war the Threshers with a sliding catch on a hard line drive. So Jackson Castillo, leadoff hitter for the Tarpons, takes a first pitch fastball upstairs for ball number one. A double run in the first, walked in the third, and was caught trying to steal third base on a great throw around a right-handed hitter by Luis Caicuto. Fastball right down Main Street from Tucker, and the count evens at one ball and one strike. One-one. Grounder foul off the railing of the Tarpons dugout, and the count's 1-2. Excuse me for the technical difficulties. Still count as technical difficulties. It's if it's your own body working against you, don't answer that. 1-2 to Jackson Castillo, who is batting for the first time, not as the first batter of an inning. In his third at bat of the contest. 1-2 pitch, soft line drive out to left field. Bennett on the run, he won't get there in time. And Jackson Castillo has reached for the third straight time. He has two of the Tarpons' five base hits. So one on in the fifth inning, and it's a runner with very good speed in Castillo. And now Roderick Urias comes up to the plate for the Tampa Tarpons. With the tying run on the first base bag. Castillo 0-for-1 in steals today, and Arias bounces this one foul down the first base line. It's an 0-1 count. He's 1-for-2 on the day. RBI single drove in Castillo in the first inning. Came around on the Montero sacrifice fly, and then flied out to right back in the third inning. So Roderick Arias is 1-for-2, and Jackson Castillo has 7 steals in 7 attempts. He's 9-for-9 over his two-season minor league career. The breaking ball in for a called strike 2 to Arias, and it's an 0-2 count to the Tarpon shortstop. Short leadoff first for Jackson Castillo, and an 0-2 count on the right-on-left matchup from Tucker. This one hit in the air out to center field. Wusu Asiedu on his horse going back, and it's over his head. That ball's going to reach the wall. Castillo waved around third base as Arias is going to head for third. Throw to third off the head of Arias, and it's ruled a triple. A great throw from Farquhar to Ware, but it hit off the helmet of Roderick Arias, allowing him to come in safely at third with the three bagger. So Castillo scores, and Arias has his second RBI of the game on a triple. He is now halfway to the cycle and 90 feet away from giving the Tarpons another lead as we are square at 3 apiece. Dylan Hasso, league leader in RBIs with 21 at the dish, takes a first pitch slider low for ball number one. He is 1-for-1 on the day, hit by a pitch in the third and singled back in the first inning. So in a 1-0 count to Hasso, hitting just under 300 on the season. Infield in for the Threshers, the 1-0 pitch, cut on and miss, breaking ball by him to even the count at 1-1. Two Tarpons in the top three in RBIs on the season. And Aiden Miller now tied himself for ninth with his two ribbies today, bringing him to 15. A 1-2 count to Hasso now as he fouls off the breaking ball off the netting on the first base side. 1-ball, 2-strikes the count. Tucker tried to push the infield back with one out in the inning and 2 strikes on Dylan Hasso. 3-3 the score now with 2 hits in the inning for the Tarpons. So Tucker leaning in for the sign. Arias inching off of third base. Now the 1-2. Slider floated just over the head of the second baseman and a base hit to give the Tarpons the lead. And that wasn't even hit that well. It was just hit to the perfect spot, bouncing right over the head of Devin Saltabon for Hasso's 22nd RBI of the year, and the Tarpons retake the lead at 4-3. And that'll bring out Gustavo Armas to have a talk with Braden Tucker. Hasso on first, and a 4-3 lead for Tampa here in the bottom of the fifth inning. While the mound visit begins, we'll take a look at the big league scoreboard. Although, should we even bother? The Phillies are off tonight, so no very important major league games are going. I'm just kidding. 3 finals already in the bigs. Diamondbacks took down the Reds 5-4 with Paul Sewald, a postseason hero for Arizona last year, getting his first save of the season. Pablo Lopez got the win for the Twins over the Mariners in an 11-1 rout of Seattle, and the Rockies took a home win against the San Francisco Giants 9-1 at Mile High Stadium. 2 games currently in progress. The Astros leading the Yankees, but Anthony Volpe up with a man on second and 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th inning against Josh Hader. Brewers leading the Cardinals 3-0 in the bottom of the 1st over in Milwaukee. 2 games yet to start as the first pitch to Willie Montero is sliced foul to make it 0-1. The Guardians and White Sox are delayed in Chicago, and Royals and Angels will begin in L.A. at 9:30. Michael Wacha going up against Reed Detmers in that one. 0-1 to Montero, lifted high in the air but foul, and it's an 0-2 count. Montero 0-for-1, a sacrifice fly and an inning-ending fielder's choice in his 2 at-bats. 4-3 lead for the Tarpons here in the 5th, with Hasso taking a short lead off of first. Tucker deals 0-2, fastball outside, and it's 1-2. So one ball, two strikes for Willie Montero. 14 ribbies on the season after the sack fly. Bouncer up the middle to Saltabon. This could be two. Flip to Farquhar for one. On to first. Got him for the double play. Clearwater Threshers rack him up to end the inning. 4-6-3 to finish the fifth. But the Tarpons will be the ones laughing best as they took two runs on the Threshers to take a 4-3 lead, leaving no one aboard after three hits. 4-3 Tarpons as we go to the sixth here in Tampa.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
4-3, the Tarpons lead here in the top of the sixth. Each team with 7 hits, and Aiden Miller with 2 RBIs on the day. Starts off with a called strike, 0-1 here in the top of the sixth. Miller, Caicuto, and Anthony against Jordy Luciano, who has not allowed a run in an inning and two-thirds of work. Or inning and one-third of work, as Miller takes a breaking ball low and inside. 3 homers, 15 RBIs on the season for Aiden. He's 1-for-2 today with an RBI single and a bases loaded hit by pitch. 1-1 the count to Miller now as Luciano deals. Miller slices this one high and foul, and that brings the count down to 1-2. 4-3 lead for the Tarpons, each team entering the sixth with 7 hits and 1 error for Tampa, with the Threshers clean in the field thus far. 1 ball, 2 strikes, the count to Luciano. The pitch, fastball upstairs, and it's 2-2. Nobody out yet as Miller leads off the frame. 2-2, cut on and miss, and there's the first out in the sixth inning. Jordy Luciano getting his first strikeout of the ball game on Aiden Miller. So one gone in the sixth inning, and Luis Caicuto coming to the plate. 1-for-3 on the day. A single in the first, and 2 outs after that. Everyone who comes up is the tying run for the Threshers, and tonight now might be a good time for Luis Caicuto's first home run in the Phillies organization as he takes a slider for a called strike one. He played 3 years with the Diamondbacks after Arizona signed him in 2019. Played all 3 seasons in the Diamondbacks organization in the Arizona Complex League. Battled some injuries before the Phillies took him in the Rule 5 draft a year ago. 0-2 the count to Caicuto as he bounces a breaking ball foul. Caicuto still 21 years old, hitting .242 on the season with 9 RBIs and 8 doubles. Now nothing into the count, 1 gone in the 6th. Luciano deals, fastball missing upstairs, and it's a 1-2 count. Base is clear, 1 out for Caicuto. 3-0 3 on the pitch clock as Luciano deals. This one is bounced down the third base line. Luciano barehands it. No play at first as Luis Caicuto hustles out an infield hit to put the tying run aboard for the Clearwater Threshers. Second hit in the game for Caicuto, his fourth multi-hit game of the 2024 season. So one gone, and now the go-ahead run at the plate with Keaton Anthony still looking for his first pro home run. 10 RBIs on this season, and a good runner in Caicuto over at first base. Caicuto not a stealing threat, is yet to attempt a steal this season as Anthony scoots away from an inside fastball to make it a 1-0 count. Walked in his last at-bat and a single in the third, so Anthony has reached in each of his last two ABs, but he's 1-for-2 on the day. 1-0 count to Anthony now as Luciano deals. Fastball inside, and it's a 2-0 count to Anthony, who walked to load the bases back in the fourth inning. So 2-0 the count now for Keaton. And now the pitch. Way outside on the slider, it's 3-0. Two walks already for Luciano. And the first hit he allowed was to Caicuto in the last batter. Now the 3-0 to Anthony. He'll take the 3-0 pitch. It's a fastball that made its way over the plate for a called strike one. Anthony certainly thought it was ball four. And now he faces a 3-1 count. Now the pitch. Slider outside corner for a called strike two. And now the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Caicuto, the tying run aboard the first base bag. Keaton Anthony, second on the Threshers and on base percentage, takes to the plate with a full count. Runner stays put, and this one is bounced over to first, picked up on a hop by Morales, sends to second for one, on to first, and gets Anthony by a step for the inning-ending double play. 3-6-3 double play, second turn of the day for the Tarpons, and the Threshers' inning ends after the twin killing. No runs a hit, no errors, no one left aboard, and we head to the bottom six with the Tarpons leading the Threshers 4-3.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Hans Montero leading off the sixth inning. Threshers bring out a new pitcher. It's Paxton Thompson on the hill for the first time against the Tampa Tarpons. He'll face Hans Montero, Kobe Morales, and Manuel Palencia as Montero singles out to left center field. Eighth hit of the day for the Tarpons. And Montero, second time he's let off an inning, second time he has singled in today's game, bringing his day up to 2-for-3. Now Kobe Morales up at the plate against the 23-year-old Paxton Thompson, who got the loss for the Threshers on Sunday. 3 runs allowed in an inning and 2/3 of work. He's got a 3.97 ERA through his first 11 and a third innings, and now his 8th appearance of the season. The sweeper falls in on the inside corner to Morales, 0-1 the count, who is 0-for-2 on the day. A ground out and a fly out in the prior two at-bats for Kobe Morales. 4-3 lead for the Tarpons. Montero jumping around on first as the split change drops below the zone to even the count at 1-1 to Kobe Morales. Thompson, 23 years old, undrafted out of UNC Charlotte, with a 3-pitch mix, a fastball, split change, and a sweeper for the 23-year-old. 4 relief appearances for the Threshers last season, and now 8 this season. Fastball just missing the upper part of the zone, and it's a 2-1 count to Kobe Morales. Man on first base is Hans Montero, and he is inching close to the first base bag. Now he jumps towards second with 2 on the pitch clock. Pickoff attempt to first, and Montero back in without attack. Braden Tucker leaves the game in line for the loss. 4 runs on 7 hits in 5 innings of work, 1 walk and 1 strikeout. He can't get the win. And Paxton Thompson hoping to help the Threshers give him a no decision. Fouled away on the fastball from Morales, 2-2 the count to the Tarpons' first baseman. He'll be followed up by Manuel Palencia and Edinson Duran. Morales, a first baseman and right fielder, has played all 4 games of the doubleheader. 1 in right, 1 in first, and was in right field last night. Now Thompson deals the 2-2. Morales pops this one up foul, and it stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 8 hits apiece, 1 error for the Tarpons, but they lead by a run, 4-3 here in the bottom of the 6th inning with no one out and a man on first base. 10 seconds on the pitch clock for Thompson, who glances over at first. Now he sets up with 5 on the pitch clock. Ticks down to 2 as he deals, and the 2-2 is fouled away again by Kobe Morales. Thompson, one of a small number of Threshers with a red glove. A lot of Threshers players have red accents on their glove, as Thompson has a darker red, close to maroon, but still red enough to match the Threshers' jerseys. Morales ropes this into left field, but it's right to Bennett, who makes the catch on the run for the first out in the sixth inning. So back-to-back flyouts in consecutive at-bats for Kobe Morales, and Manuel Palencia will come up to the plate. He is flied out to Avery Owusu-Asiedu in center field in each of his first 2 ABs. He is 0-for-2 on the day, 10 ribbies on the season, .268 average, and a .311 on-base percentage. 3 on the pitch clock as Thompson deals. Montero goes, pitch in for a strike, the throw in time, and the tag applied by Devin Saltabon. Second runner caught stealing by Kaikuto, and he wipes the bases clean for the second out in the 6th inning. And a strike to boot from Thompson to get Palencia down 0-1 in the count. Now the 0-1, slider catching the outside corner, and it's 0-2. So 0-2 count to Palencia. Thompson deals, sweeper missing outside, and it's 1-2. Palencia caught a game earlier in the series, getting the start behind the plate in game 2, where he had a 2 RBI double and a run, but the Threshers won 4-3, and Palencia swings and misses there in a 1-2-3-6, despite the leadoff single. So Paxton Thompson faces the minimum, gets some help from Kaikuto, and 1 hit sends us to the 7th, as the Tarpons lead the Threshers by a score of 4-3.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Ueldris Diaz, the new pitcher for the Tarpons, greets Devin Saltaban with a called strike to start off the seventh inning, coming in with a 4-3 lead for the Tarpons. Fastball down at the knees for a called strike two. 1-0 record for Diaz. 9.39 ERA for the Tarpons, who have Jordy Luciano partially to thank for their lead. 2 1/3 shutout innings for Tampa as Saltaban bounces this one back up the middle, over and off the glove of Hans Montero. Saltaban takes advantage of the ricochet and slides into second base with a leadoff double. And Montero almost collided with Rodrick Urias, and it bounced off of Montero's glove into left. Devin Saltaban takes advantage, leading off the seventh with a double and putting the tying run in scoring position already on second base. So one up and one hit in the seventh. Now Pierce Bennett, the go-ahead run coming to the dish for the Threshers. Ueldris Diaz gets a visit from Edinson Duran as Jordy Luciano leaves, currently the pitcher of record. 2 1/3 innings without a run allowed, one hit, two walks, and two strikeouts for Jordy. First double of the season for Saltaban. He's being held on second by Hans Montero, and now Pierce Bennett up at the plate, 1-for-2 on the day. First pitch to Pierce, fastball at the knees for a called strike one. Walked in his last at-bat, inning double play in the third after a leadoff single in the second inning. So an 0-1 count to Bennett. Here's the pitch. Bouncing breaking ball gets away from the catcher Duran, and now the tying run moves to within 90 feet of home plate on the wild pitch. Saltaban into third, and the Tarpons infield just pushing in with a man on third base. So one ball, one strike, the count. All Bennett needs is a deep fly ball to tie this game at four. It's a 4-3 lead for the Tarpons. Threshers out hitting Tampa by a 9-8 margin. 1-1 the count to Bennett. Now here's the pitch. This one grounded right to short. Saltaban's coming home. Then comes the throw, and he can't avoid the tag. And a fielder's choice goes 6-2 to get the tying run out at the plate. And Bennett is now on first base with one out as the Threshers start all over again. Tying run on first now in Bennett. and Ware coming up to the plate now for Clearwater. 0 for 3 on the day, but plenty of pop in his bat as the Threshers try to tie this game. First pitch to Ware. This one hit high in the air, but foul over the Tarpons dugout on the first base side and reaching the upper section of the concourse down the right field line. 0-1 the count to Ware, eighth rounder out of Auburn. So one gone here in the seventh. Now the pitch to Ware, and the breaking ball missing outside to even the count at 1-1. Fly out, ground out, and a strikeout for Bryson, playing at third base tonight. Homer and 8 RBIs on this season, with the majority of his ribbies coming at home. 1-1 to Ware now. Swing and a miss out in front of the slider, and it's 1-2. Top of the seventh inning here in Tampa. 4-3 lead for the Tarpons. Pierce Bennett represents the tying run on first for Clearwater. Now Diaz deals. Breaking ball low, 2-2. So 2-2 count now to Ware. One gone already in the seventh. Now the pitch. Outside on the fastball, and the count fills up at 3-2. We'll see if Ware heads to second. The Threshers have been pretty on and off about sending runners on a 3-2 count, but with Bennett on first, and now he's inching towards second, you got to think he's on his way. Payoff pitch, off goes Bennett, and it won't matter because the fastball misses low and into Ware for the one-out walk. So Bennett won't get a stolen base, but he will move into scoring position on the walk to Ware. And now the go-ahead run is on first for Raylan Heredia. Two hits tonight for Raylan, two runs scored, and he's 2-for-3 on the day with a pair of doubles. Another double would likely give the Threshers the lead with one out as the first pitch to Heredia bounced foul down the third base line. It's an 0-1 count. Heredia, a double and a run in the second, and a double and a run in the fourth. Homer, two RBIs on the season for Raylan, missed a significant amount of time in April due to an injury after playing the first two series as a Threshers primary right fielder. Geez, I still can't speak. 0-1 now to Heredia. Fouled away out in front of the breaking ball, and it's 0-2. Ware on first, and Bennett, the tying run on second. One out here in the seventh as the Threshers trying to avoid losing consecutive games against the Tarpons. 0-2 the count now to Heredia, and the pitch. Sliced foul off the netting, and we'll do it again. Still an 0-2 count to Heredia, who has played right field in all but one of the games he has played in the field for the Threshers, including 18 last year and about 10 this year. So 0-2 count to Raylan with two on and one out. Now the pitch. Breaking ball low, and the count moves to 1-2. Good take by Heredia. A lot of people will see that fastball and just go right after it, but Heredia waiting for a pitch he can hit. One ball, two strikes now to Heredia. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss, reaching for a curve, and that is the first strikeout of the game for Yoeldris Diaz. Two outs in the seventh, with both the tying and go-ahead runs aboard for Clearwater. That'll bring up Avery Owusu-Asiedu, who has walked twice and doubled in a run back in the fourth, and his speed could really push the Threshers' base runners here. Ware and Bennett, both good runners, though, and it's Ware the go-ahead run on first, Bennett the go-ahead run on second. Two outs, and Owusu-Asiedu awaits the first pitch from Diaz. He swings and misses out in front of the slider, and it's 0-1. Average back up to 207 for Owusu-Asiedu. He's hit just about everywhere in the lineup. He's got power, has got speed, so a real wild card that Marty Malloy likes to move around the Threshers lineup. 0-1, fastball missing. No, it's a called strike, and it's 0-2. Looked like it went upstairs, but Duran keeps it in the strike zone to make it an 0-2 count. Two outs, and Owusu Asiedu takes a timeout. Two aboard for the Threshers. With the leadoff man, or sorry, with a man in scoring position on second base. Each base runner taking a hefty lead off the first and second base bag as Owusu Asiedu pops this one up in a shallow right field. Just on the edge of the dirt, it's the second baseman Montero who makes the catch with two hands and ends the seventh inning. So a leadoff double made the frame look promising, but that's the only hit the Threshers get. No runs on a hit, no errors, and two men left aboard as we head into the stretch with the Threshers trailing 4-3.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit Canine Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Paxton Thompson back out for the bottom of the seventh after a clean sixth, helped by a caught stealing. Got a batter aboard on the first pitch of the frame and gets Duran to swing and miss at a sweeper to start off the seventh with an 0-run count. Edinson Duran, strikeout and a flyout in his previous two at-bats. Now he faces an 0-1. Sweeper again. This one misses upstairs, and it's one ball and one strike to the 5'6" catcher out of San Juan de los Morros in Venezuela. One ball, one strike, the count for Duran, who's 0-2 today. Now the pitch, count on and miss, down in front of the fastball, and it's 1-2. 4-3 the lead for the Tarpons. They have led for most of this series. As the Threshers trying to get within striking distance of first place. As this one hit in the air out to shallow right center field. Saltaban seeds it to Heredia, who makes a late call in the catch for the first out of the seventh inning. Lakeland currently leading Daytona by a run in the ninth inning. The Tortugas will get last licks. And now Dowry Arias comes to the plate, 0-2 on the day. Lakeland currently, if the scores hold, will be a game and a half above the Threshers with a game in hand that will be played tomorrow against Daytona. The fastball misses upstairs to Dowry Arias, and it's a 1-0 count to the right fielder for Tampa. Ground out and a flyout for him on the night so far. Five on the pitch clock as Thompson deals the 1-0. Fastball rides inside, and it's 2-0. Four ribbies on the season for Arias. He was with Tampa last year. Kind of switched in and out of the outfield as they had a lot of outfielders competing for playing time. Fastball in there for a called strike one to bring the count to 2-1. So one gone in the eighth, in the seventh. One run lead for the Tarpons as Thompson deals. Sweeper missing outside. It's a 3-1 count to Dowry Arias. Thompson hasn't gone two innings full since the series opener against Bradenton. where he went two shutout innings and struck out three against the Marauders. He's got one and a third shutout frame so far tonight. Now he's got the three-run loaded for Arias, who swings and misses on the fastball to bring the count full at 3-2. Second at-bat in a row where Arias has reached a full count as Thompson tries to get him out here. Payoff pitch. Cut on and miss. Strike three. Blows another fastball by him as Paxton Thompson has his second strikeout of the evening. So two away, and Jackson Castillo coming up to the plate. And he has two hits and a walk. He has reached base each time he has come into the game after a day off last night following a supremely successful doubleheader where he walked four times, homered, singled, and scored three times in two games back on Tuesday. He starts off with an 0-1 count from Thompson. Two gone and nobody on. A big lefty shift on for Castillo with Bryson Ware playing closer to shortstop on third base as Castillo swings and misses at a sweeper to make it 0-2. Two outs and no one on. Farquhar is the shortstop, pinched up the middle, and Saltabon playing back almost right in between first and second base with Anthony playing back about two or three feet from the outfield grass. Castillo rolls one foul off the backstop next to the Tarpons dugout and will do it again at 0-2. Skies have gone into a dark shade of navy here with the lights on surrounding Steinbrenner Field. 0-2 to Castillo. Popped up, high and foul. Will do it again. O-2 now to Castillo. Thompson loads the ball at the chin. One on the pitch clock he deals, and the breaking ball misses outside to bring the count up to 1-2. Castillo, center fielder in the first couple of games this series, now in left tonight. 216 hitter on the year with a homer and two RBIs. 1-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Paxton Thompson climbs the ladder with the fastball and strikes out the final two in the seventh to retire the side in order. He has retired the last five for the Tarpons. Tampa down three in a row in the seventh. Now we head to the eighth with the Threshers trailing by one.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Top of the eighth inning, top of the order for the Clearwater Threshers. Just over the two-hour mark in tonight's game, Yoeldris Diaz back on for the Tarpons to take on the first three batters in the Threshers lineup. 4-3 the lead for Tampa, 9-8 in favor of Clearwater. Farquhar grounds the first pitch of the eighth over to second. Slow roller picked up by Montero, flipped to first in time. One pitch, one out to start off the eighth inning. So one gone for Aiden Miller, who has two RBIs tonight, homered yesterday. And Miller, 1-for-3 on the day. 2 strikeouts, but 2 RBIs for Aiden. Thresher's leading hitter in terms of batting average at 342. He ducks away from an inside fastball to make it a 1-0 count. Miller RBI single and a steal in the fourth inning. Hit by a pitch with the bases loaded in the second. Now the 1-0 turns to 0-1 as the slider grabs the outside corner. Even the count at 1-1. One out and the bases clear with Miller certainly capable of tying this game as he hit a home run here last evening. 1-1. Fastball outside but catching the corner. 1-2. 1-2 the count for Miller with Kaikuto waiting in the wings. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and there is strike 3 for the second out in the eighth inning. 2 gone and Luis Kaikuto coming to the plate for the Threshers. 2-for-4 on the day for the Threshers catcher. Reached on an infield hit in the sixth, but he's going to want a little bit more than that. And he'll have to do so against a new pitcher. Out comes Jim Cooper to pull Yoeldris Diaz from the game despite not allowing a run in an inning and 2/3. So Yoeldris Diaz will hand the ball over to his manager, and a new pitcher will make his way out to the game from right field. New pitcher coming in to face Kaikuto with the bases clear. And we'll tell you who the new pitcher is when we get back here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to BayCare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark.
Luis Kaikuto to face OCL Rodriguez, who comes in with 2 outs in the eighth inning. Slider missing outside to start off the count 1-0 to Kaikuto. 2-for-4 on the day is he, with singles in the first and sixth innings. 1-0 now from Rodriguez, who almost hits Kaikuto, and he's going to call time before he makes his way back to the box. 2-0 the count on Kaikuto against Rodriguez, who has a 2.25 ERA so far this season for the Tarpons. 2-0 pitch. Kaikuto checks the swing, but not soon enough, as the pitch on the outside is called for a strike, as Kaikuto is ruled to have gone around. 2-1 the count to Kaikuto now. Threshers trail 4-3 with 2 outs here in the top of the eighth. Now the pitch. Hit on the ground. Back to the pitcher. OCL Rodriguez picks it up on a hop. Flips it to first, and that will end the eighth inning. So the Threshers go down in order in the eighth. They'll still have a chance in the ninth inning to try and bridge the gap. So the Threshers down in order. Tarpons coming back up in the bottom of the eighth against a new Threshers pitcher when we come back.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share.
Keep up to date with the Fresh.
Drew Garrett, the new pitcher for the Threshers, and don't let his 0-1 record fool you. He has been lights out of late for Clearwater, starting off the eighth. Again, Roderick Arias, Dylan Hasso, and Willie Montero. First pitch, fastball missing inside to Arias, and it's a 1-0 count to the Tarpons shortstop. Garrett has thrown 9 2/3 innings this season, and his last 8 2/3 without a run allowed. Fastball upstairs. Appeal to Larry Pettis says that Arias did not go, and it's a 2-0 count. 7 appearances on the season now for Garrett. 1 run allowed in his first game of the season. Since then, he has been lights out with just 1 hit allowed, 7 walks, and 16 strikeouts. He gets Arias to go on a high fastball, swing and a miss to make it 2-1. Garrett, a fastball, slider, and a curve, 19th-round pick out of Missouri in 2022. Now the 2-1 coming to Arias. 3 on the pitch clock is Garrett deals. Fastball catches the outside corner to even the count at 2-2. He only played one season of high school baseball and averaged 2 strikeouts an inning for Hickman. As Arias hits it on the line right to Anthony at first base. Easy play for Keaton to get the first out in the eighth inning. So one gone and Dylan Hasso coming up to the plate. Two for two with a pair of singles, and he was hit by a pitch back in the third inning. Also got an RBI, league-leading 22nd of the year for the Tarpons first baseman. Now Garrett deals, slider missing outside. It's a 1-0 count to Dylan Hasso. So just 1 year of high school baseball, 28 strikeouts in 14 innings pitched and went to the state championship game. Then he went to Johnson County Community College as he gets Dylan Hasso to swing and miss at a slider, evening the count at 1-1. Had 2 seasons over in Johnson, 4-1 record, 2.22 ERA in 2 years before he transferred to Missouri. So a guy who had essentially 3 years of competitive baseball experience before he was drafted by the Philadelphia Phillies. A swing and a miss by Hasso, a nasty sweeping slider by Garrett to bring the count to 1-2. Threshers will bring up the heart of their order in the ninth as they currently trail by 1. And Hasso is run up on an automatic strike 3. First strikeout of the day for Garrett, his 17th of the season, as the pitch clock violation gets the Threshers the first out of the eighth inning. First pitch slider to Montero in there for a called strike on the outside corner. Hasso retired for the first time on the automatic strike 3. And Montero 0-for-2 with a sacrifice fly in the first. Next pitch, a slider tapped on a high bounce over to short. Farquhar calls off where, and it's picked by Anthony, but he can't come up with the catch. And that is going to be a two-out single for Willie Montero. So two down in the eighth inning, and Hans Montero coming up to the plate. Hans is 2-for-3 on the day and has another Montero on first with two outs here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Tarpons trying to pad their lead. Threshers trying to bring a one-run ball game into the ninth for the second straight night. Montero swinging a miss behind the fastball, and it's 0-1. Hans was caught stealing in the sixth inning, singled on the first two pitches of his at-bat in the fourth and sixth, battled out a six-pitch at-bat to a fly out to right field in the first inning. So he's 2-for-3, now facing an 0-1. Garrett looks the batter up and down, and he deals. Montero lifts this out to right field. Run back for Heredia in front of the warning track. He reaches up, makes an over-the-shoulder catch for the final out in the eighth inning. So it all comes down to the ninth inning for Clearwater. One runner stranded on a hit in the eighth. We stay at 4-3 as the Threshers get their last chance in the ninth.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Last chance for the Threshers, and Keaton Anthony gets plunked to start the ninth inning. Fourth time a Threshers batter has been hit by a pitch today, and the leadoff man and tying run on for Clearwater against OCL Rodriguez. Saltabon, Bennett, and Ware will follow up Anthony, who is instantly replaced by a pinch runner. And that looks like Dakota Katowski running for Anthony at first base. An interesting choice in pinch runner, as Katowski is a positional fit for Keaton. But there seem to be quicker options on the Threshers bench, as the first pitch misses to Devin Saltabon to make it a 1-0 count. So Katowski on first, representing the tying run. And Saltabon takes a slider outside to make it 2-0. Saltabon doubled to lead off the seventh, but was thrown out at home on a ground ball to shortstop. Now the 2-0 pitch is a called strike at the knees, 2-1 the count to Devin Saltabon. Short leadoff first for Katowski, 2-1 to Devin. He goes around on the low breaking ball, and the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Saltabon 1-for-4 today, that double in the seventh being his only hit, and his first double of the season. A couple of morning games to follow this one. Got a day off tomorrow, and then Saturday and Sunday at noon here at Steinbrenner. Line drive up the middle right to the second baseman. And just an unfortunate hit right into the shift from Devin Saltabon. Hans Montero only had to move his glove up to make the catch for out number one. So that'll bring up Pierce Bennett. Tying run remains on first base for Clearwater. And Bennett with a hit already today. First pitch to Bennett. Sliced foul back into the netting, and it's 0-1. Daytona with the win, with the loss against Lakeland. So it's the Flying Tigers who become the first team to 20 wins in the Florida State League. 0-1, fastball missing upstairs, and it's 1-1. Lakeland, as things currently stand, have a one-game lead over the Threshers. It would be 1.5 if the Threshers can't extend this game here in the ninth. 1-1 slider on the outside edge. It's 1-2 now to Pierce Bennett. Single in the second. Walk in the fifth, then he is 1-for-3 on the day. 1-ball, 2-strike count to Bennett with the tying run on first here in the ninth. Taken the other way, down the right field line. Will it stay fair? Yes, it will. Base hit for Bennett as he doubles down the right field line. Katowski's waved around third as the ball pings around in the corner, and he'll score standing up on a Pierce Bennett game-tying triple. The Clearwater Threshers tie things up in the ninth inning as Pierce Bennett comes up clutch with an RBI that sends the go-ahead run to third base. 4-4 the score as we are all square in the ninth inning. First triple of the season for Pierce Bennett, ninth RBI. And this game is tied at 4. 10th hit of the game for the Threshers. Now the infield draws in for Bryson Ware. Shallow pop-up into foul territory and out of play as that one hits about 3 rows behind the Tarpons dugout on the first baseline. 0-1 count to Ware, who is due for a hit. He has worked some tough counts and is 0-for-3 with a walk. That walk coming in the 7th inning. Now he faces the 0-1. This one high in the air, out to shallow right field. Arias is sprinting in. He makes the catch. Bennett tags, and he'll head for home. Throw is rolling on the floor. Bennett sliding in, and he's safe! Pierce Bennett slides in ahead of the tag, and a clutch piece of base running gives the Threshers a 5-4 lead in the ninth. That one was about as shallow as you can get in right field, and Bennett was not going to be denied. He gets the tying and go-ahead runs as Bryson Ware uses his ninth RBI of the season on a sacrifice fly. Bases clear, 2 outs, but a 1-run lead for the Threshers in the ninth. Now Raylan Heredia steps up to the plate. Slider darts to the outside corner for a called strike one. 5-4 the score, Threshers out in front, and it's an 0-1 count to Raylan Heredia with 2 doubles on the day. He swings and misses at a curveball, and the count's now 0-2. If the Threshers can finish out this win, that'll be 3 ninth-inning victories in the last week. And we'll head to the bottom of the ninth as Heredia goes down on 3 straight swings to end the ninth inning. But Pierce Bennett playing the hero in the ninth inning. Dakota Katowski will replace Anthony at first base, and Drew Garrett looks for his first win of the season as the Threshers take a 5-4 lead in the ninth.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On May 31st, all tickets for your dogs will benefit K9 Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark.
Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Drew Garrett looking for the victory here. 5-4 the score and an 0-1 count to Kobe Morales to start off the ninth for the Threshers. Combined 0-9 are the Tarpons do-up of Morales, Palencia, and Duran as the count evens at 1-1 to Kobe Morales. 5-4 lead for the Threshers with a two-run top of the ninth inning as the curve from Garrett brings the count to 2-1. So 2-1 count to Morales. Garrett deals. Curveball again. This one settles over the outside corner, and the count evens at 2-2. Ground out and two flyouts for Kobe Morales, who was 0-3 on the day, second on the team, and tied for third in the league in ribbies. 2-2. Wave and a whiff. Strike three. Curveball in the dirt, and Morales will jog to first. Kaikuto completes the throw to Katowski for the first out in the ninth inning. Second strikeout of the ball game for Drew Garrett as he seeks the first win of the season. Katowski replacing Anthony on first after he came in as a pinch runner. And now Manuel Palencia coming up to the plate. Strikeout victim in the sixth inning against Paxton Thompson. And two flyouts to Suicidu in center preceding that. Swing and a miss on the slider, and it's 0-1 to Palencia, who's hitting .263 on the season with an on-base percentage of .306. Now the 0-1 lifted high in the air but foul down the first baseline, and now the count's 0-2. Threshers had two come-from-behind wins in the ninth inning over Lakeland last week. And they're looking to do the same here to even up the series going into tomorrow's off day and a pair of morning games on Saturday and Sunday. 0-2 to Palencia. Curveball lined sharply into right field, but it goes foul and lands into the Tarpons' bullpen. And that was a close call, though Heredia was right there tracking the fly ball. Still an 0-2 count to Garrett, who is scoreless for the last 10 innings. 0-2, wave and a whiff, strike three. Ball gets away from Kaikuto. He steps off the batter's circle, fires to Katowski in time. Second drop, third strike for the second out in the ninth inning. Now Edinson Duran is the final chance for the Tarpons. Two flyouts to right and a strikeout on the evening for him so far. He is a free swinger, and Garrett hoping to take advantage of that. He has three Ks so far today, has allowed one hit on the six batters that he has faced. Now there's two outs. First pitch from Garrett is a curveball right down Main Street for a called strike one. He's got a hard fastball in the mid-90s, slider and a curve. And Garrett deals the 0-1. Curve again, and that just misses upstairs. One ball, one strike to count. Edinson Duran at the plate, 0-3 on the day. And now the pitch from Garrett. Curveball hit on a line, base hit into left center field. And the tying run is aboard with two outs for the Tarpons, and a big hit for Duran. second two-out knock given up by Drew Garrett. The Threshers don't look like they have anyone up in the pen, so this ninth inning will belong to Drew Garrett. And now Dowry Arias is going to be taken. Dowry Arias remains in the game, but Dairo Perez is the pinch runner for Edinson Durant. Smooth move by Cooper to get a speedy runner on the bag for the catcher Durant. Now the left-handed hitting Dowry Arias up at the plate. Two outs and one aboard in the ninth. First pitch to Arias. Fastball right down the pipe, and Garrett not messing around, going right after the Tarpons right fielder with strike number one. Arias, 0 for 3 today, struck out in his last at-bat, and he avoids a high fastball. Did he go around? Yes, he did, and it's 0-2. Fastball up and in, and Arias kind of used the bat to shield his face, but turning around on the lefty swing, he broke his wrists for the strike two. And now the Tarpons down to their final strike. Five on the pitch clock. Garrett deals, wave and a whiff, strike three, and that's the ball game. The Clearwater Threshers put up two runs in the ninth to take a 5-4 victory and get their 20th win on the season. They remain just a half game out of first place with tonight's victory, and we'll see if things change when they have the day off tomorrow and the Lakeland Flying Tigers do not. So Drew Garrett will get the win for the Threshers, his first of the season. And he brings his ERA down even further below one. He came into the game with an ERA of .82. And now that'll be even lower after two shutout frames. Brings his ERA down to .77. OCL Rodriguez with the loss and blown save for the Tarpons, first of each kind, as he allowed two runs in the ninth inning. We'll give you a recap of today's game before we take off for the evening, as the Threshers victors 5-4 to tie the series up at two apiece here in Tampa. The first three batters of the ball game reached base for the Tarpons, with two scoring in the bottom of the first inning to give Tampa an early 2-0 lead. Raylan Heredia began a small two-out rally for the Threshers in the second with a double off of Tarpons hurler Alan Facundo. Avery Owusu-Asiedu and Trent Farquhar followed him up with back-to-back walks to load the bases before Aiden Miller was hit by a pitch. Heredia scored on the play, having the Tarpons lead down to 2-1. Heredia doubled again with one out in the fourth inning, and Owusu-Asiedu drove him home on the very next pitch with a double to tie the game at two. Farquhar reached on an error by Tarpon shortstop Roderick Arias to move Owusu-Asiedu to third base. Miller drove him in with a single to left to give the Threshers a 3-2 lead. Tampa took the lead back with three one-out hits in the fifth, finishing the frame with a 4-3 advantage. The score remained at 4-3 until the ninth, which began when Keaton Anthony was hit by a pitch by Tarpon's reliever OCL Rodriguez on the first pitch of the inning. He was replaced by Dakota Katowski as a pinch runner. With one out in the frame, Bennett drilled a triple down the right field line to tie the game at four. Two pitches right later, Bryson Ware hit a shallow fly to right, deep enough to score Bennett on the sacrifice fly and give the Threshers a 5-4 lead. The Tarpons were able to get a hit with two outs, but Drew Garrett struck out three of the four batters he faced in the ninth inning to earn his first win of the season, as the Clearwater Threshers came from behind in a back-and-forth contest to win it 5-4 in a clutch victory against the Tampa Tarpons. They remain just half a game out of first place, and they could begin Saturday morning's game with a tie for first place in the Florida State League if Daytona can overtake the Flying Tigers on Friday night. I know that's what I'll be searching for, but that will have to wait until tomorrow. As for today, my name is Josh Sperber, and I want to thank you all on behalf of the Threshers Broadcast Network for tuning in to tonight's contest. A 5-4 come-from-behind win by the Clearwater Threshers, tying the series at 2 and bringing us to a two-morning weekend game slate against the Tarpons. Noon start on Saturday and Sunday here at Steinbrenner Field. I'll have the pregame show beginning right before first pitch. Until then, my name is Josh Sperber. Thanks for tuning in, and please enjoy your Thursday night. I'll see you all on Saturday.